We're at Texan Stadium in Wimberley. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Both teams back out on the field as we begin the final 24 minutes of football here tonight. Texans leading the Llano Yellow Jackets by a score of 14-0. I'm starting to get freaked out by all these bugs in the press box. It's kind of weird. Texans will get the football first in this second half. There's one crawling up my leg while I go. I'm going to kick him out of the way. Kobe Crowder will be deep to return for the Texans. Love having you along with us each and every Friday night as that moon has risen well above the 45-degree mark in the sky. Beautiful night for football, as is every other night for football. Llano Yellow Jackets will kick things off. It's going to be Josh Solis, the kickoff man for the Yellow Jackets. He's got it teed up, and we are underway in this second half. It will be taken by Colby Mann, the kicker. That's Stover to the 20, 25. And Cade gets it out to the 28-yard line. Actually, that is not Cade Stover on the return. That is Cody Charrington on the return, and a good one for the Texans. And they'll get things started at the 28-yard line, their own 28-yard line. First down and 10, and leading Llano by a score of 14-0 in this district 13-4A football game. Texans 1-0 in district and play the big rivalry game with Navarro next Friday night. Llano 0-1. Under center is JoJo Weeks. He's got Jake Cockerham behind him. He's going to feed it to Cockerham. 30, 35, big hole, and Jake picks up a quick 11 yards out to the 39-yard line. Move the chains already for the Texans offense.
Yeah, that's what you like to see if you're the Texans coming out of that second half. We always say first drive is very important. First carry, you end up getting 10 yards on.
Not bad. They're going to spot it at the 39-yard line, just underway in the second half. Again, we'll be back on the air next Friday night from Geronimo. Here's the give to Cockerham up the middle. Another good run by the Wimberley offense. Jake is able to get it to the 46-yard line. That's a pickup of 7, and the Texans are picking up yardage in chunks here early in the second half.
Yeah, and that's the benefit of what these Texans have. They've got these two running backs. They've really got three. We haven't seen Hunter again tonight, so I don't know injury status or what it is, but we've seen Jake and Guy Kiparos both. When you've got this many talented running backs, you can really, really kind of play the ground game.
Two tight ends for the Texans. That's exactly what they're doing. Here's Cockerham, and he is going to be tripped up. Fighting for yardage is Jake. He gets 2 yards, and that's a hard-earned 2-yard gain. It'll be third down and 1 now.
Yeah, good running by Jake right there, too. We got another message on Twitter here. Ty Heineman. From Alpine, Texas.
Oh, I love Alpine.
And he even threw out the old Code Red defense right there, too. So that's, not too long ago, everybody remembers that Code Red defense that was out there. So,
yes, sir.
That could have been our trivia question. What was the defense name? What was the nickname?
Code Red.
That's what it was.
How about that? I tell you, I love Alpine. I've spent many days in Alpine. Here is the give to Carruthers. Look at that running to the 40, to the 30. He's going to take it to the house. 10-5, touchdown, Moss Carruthers, 52 yards. He can add that one to his 58-yarder earlier tonight. Touchdown, Carruthers.
Yeah, what a great run. He's just been keeping his balance, and he's been it looked like he's been working on that one step and go. He had a left step right there and then jotted back at the field. We got a flag, looks like, after the play. Maybe I don't know what this could have been, but great run by Moss Carruthers.
Well, it may have been you with excessive celebration there, Jared.
That is a chance,
actually.
You
were pretty impressed by that run. I know I was. Goodness.
Yeah, that's always an opportunity. It looks like he's coming over to talk to Coach Doug Warren, though. So we'll maybe a late hit or something against the defense.
See what the call is here. So the touchdown counts. It's unsportsmanlike conduct as Curtis Bingle comes on to try the extra point with 10:05 left to play in the third quarter.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
What a run.
I believe Moss's first touchdown was 52 yards.
It was 58.
Oh, yeah. Shorted him six right there.
Yeah.
My fault, Moss. My fault.
And I'm not the coach of the team, but I'm thinking Moss Carruthers is going to get a lot more playing time henceforth.
Could be an excessive celebration, it looks like. Maybe is that what they're calling
it?
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. And they're going to tack this on, I guess, on the kickoff, because Curtis Bengel is going to kick the extra point from the 10 per usual. Here's the extra point try, and it is up, and it is good. 10:05 left to play in the third quarter. Our score, Wimberley 21, Llano nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Gerard has the ball teed up. Johnny Gerard, the kickoff man for Wimberley, is teeing it up on his own 25-yard line after the excessive celebration penalty against the Texans. Here's the kickoff. It is going to be taken at the Llano 38-yard line. That's Watson looking for some running room. He's got the 45 spin move, and out near the 50-yard line is Anthony Watson. First and 10 for Llano, but the Yellow Jackets have a high mountain to climb here now in the third period as Wimberley leads it 21 to nothing.
Yeah, what a great drive right there. I don't think that the Texans had a single pass on that drive. I think it was three or four runs, obviously capped off with by an awesome 52-yard Moss Carruthers touchdown right there. So if you're the coaching staff, if you're Doug Warren, if you're the offensive coordinator, you know, you're thinking, yeah, I drew that up.
I'll
take credit for that. What
and
a great drive.
You're also thinking I'm going to give the ball to him more often. He's had two carries tonight for 110 yards. 55 yards per carry is a pretty good average as they give it to Greenwood up the middle. He's able to get 3 yards. It'll be second. Give him four. Second down at six. That was Jared Robinson's per carry average when he was in high school at Wimberley.
Negative on that one.
you didn't get to rock a whole lot, did you, Jared?
Even today, if I tried to run 50 yards, y'all, that may be, I may be only be able to run 250 yards.
We might have to take you to the emergency clinic.
I see the ambulance over there, so I would be okay.
Here's the give up the middle. Greenwood is able to burst up the middle. A nice bit of running. He gets it down for a first down to the Wimberley 36-yard line. Mason's a good running back. We've been talking about him all night. The Yellow Jackets haven't scored, but it's not because Mason Greenwood isn't outstanding, because he is.
No, he's had some good runs. He's carried quite a few defenders with him. They just haven't been able to get it all together at one time. Texans defense has been so stingy with yards this year.
First and 10, now they're going to give it to Greenwood again, and why not? He gets to the 30, and he's able to step off another 7 yards. It'll be second down and three. Goodness, they may just give it to him every play the rest of the ball game. Why not?
They've decided that Wimberley came out, scored in four plays. We're gonna match. So a good drive put together by the Llano Yellow Jackets right here, all the way down to the 29-yard line of the Texans.
Ben Walling has gone the distance at quarterback for Llano. Takes a snap. Greenwood again to the 25. Stiff arm. 20. 15 and down to the 13-yard line is Mason Greenwood. Yet another first down for Llano. Texans seem to have taken their breath after getting that touchdown Jared, the defense is kind of on its heels right now.
Yeah, we've seen them step up in exact situations like this. Earlier, right that second half, we ended up having to really set our foot in the ground and say no more and see if they can't do it right here, obviously in the red zone for the Lano Yellow Jackets, I think maybe first time tonight.
Ball at the 13-yard line. They give it to Greenwood again to the 10. He's able to shuffle his way down to the 5-yard line, a pickup of 7 or 8. He's got it. Let's see where they mark it. They're going to mark it at the 6. So it'll be second down and a long 3 now for the Yellow Jackets. And the Texans now are going to take a timeout. Doug Warren is thinking, heck, we got to talk about this. Let's go ahead and cover number 3. Texans lead it 21-0. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Lano Yellow Jackets trying to get on the board here tonight. Second down and 7 from the Wimberley 6-yard line. They are knocking at the door here, to say the very least, against the Texans. Walling, shotgun. We'll give it to Greenwood up the middle again. He gets a yard to the 5. That's going to be it, and it'll be third down. They can get the first down if they get to the 3-yard line, so it's going to be third down and about a yard and a half.
Yeah, good spot right there too. Obviously, getting the being able to get that first down really makes this a play that you kind of draw up as your third one, fourth and one play, and then you get a fresh set of downs. So Texans' big chance right here to stop them, though.
They're going to give it to Greenwood right side. He's got the first down. He's got the touchdown. Mason Greenwood, 4-yard touchdown, and Lano is on the board.
Well, it looked like they may have had it bottled up on that right hand side for a minute, and he just. To use your word, he burst right through there. I mean, it was nothing, no time at all. He was in the 5 yards into the end zone.
Yellow Jackets are looking toward their sideline here as if they're going to go for 2, and I think that's exactly what they're going to do. Yeah, why not? Their offense is on the move here. Greenwood to the right of the quarterback, Walling. So they're going to go ahead and go for 2 following the Greenwood touchdown. Shotgun. Walling has it, gives it to his receiver, right side, but he's going to be pulled down and dragged down and thrown down to the ground.
I see the white socks of Ben Garza right there.
Now let's see now. They're going to hold everything. Did we have a flag on the play? Because both teams are now stopping, frozen, and looking in the direction of the official. Texans stopped the running back. I wonder if this might be a face mask. It looked like
definitely got his hands up high.
Tell
obviously
high.
From here.
See what they call here. I think it's going to go against Wimberley, and I think Lano's going to get another shot at this 2-point conversion. The official's coming all the way over now and is going to give an explanation to Doug Warren.
Horse collar, I bet, is what he's going to call.
Nope. Yeah, it's face mask. Half the distance, and half the distance is at the yard and a half line as they go for 2 once again here. I bet they don't do the receiver reverse this time.
No, I agree with you. I believe old Greenwood may possibly get the ball right here.
I think that's a pretty good bet. Walling will turn and give it to Greenwood, and he's able to walk in, standing up for the 2-point conversion. 7:08 left to play in the third quarter. Our score, Wimberley 21, Lano 8. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and Lifestyle Division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Josh Solis going to kick things off for Lano. As the PA announcer plugs the Sun Radio Sports Network, that's kind of cool.
Oh,
and Kowo 104.1 FM, great having you along. 21-8, our score now as Lano has gotten on the board. Here's the kickoff taken by Crowder at the 12-yard line, right up the middle. Now he's going to turn right, go to the 25, and power his way to the 31-yard line, and that's where the Texans' offense will take over.
Yeah, two coming out of the half. Two good drives by both offenses. Just really pounding the ball on the ground. We're seeing, 7 minutes left here in the third quarter, 7 minutes and 2 seconds. Both teams' first drive put points on the board.
Pretty impressive by both teams. You're exactly right, Jared. Let's see if Texans now can answer again. Guy Kiprus now checks into the game at running back for the Texans. He has a little brief conversation with his quarterback, JoJo Weeks. JoJo ducks under center now, and he is going to turn and give it to Kiprus right up the middle. And Guy is able to pick up 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. Of course, stay with us after this game. Per usual, we'll give you some scores and some highlights. Brought to you, of course, by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Certainly want to thank all of our sponsors for allowing us to bring Wimberley Texans football to you. Second down and 7. Again, Weeks under center. Drops to throw. Deep drop. Going to go long. Right side's got a man. He's got Wyatt Mann who caught it. Caught it and out of bounds at the Lano 32-yard line is Wyatt Mann. Pitch and catch.
Yeah, that's a great throw by JoJo. Really, the only opportunity for anybody to catch that was Wyatt Mann. Sticks his hands up there. Looks like he's got glue on those things. Pulls it down, 32-yard line. Huge play for the Texans on the passing game.
Nice throw and nice catch by Wyatt Mann. Mann got a couple of steps on the defensive back. Got separation, and JoJo dropped it down on him. Big play. Now at the Lano 32-yard line, they're going to give it to Kiprus, who gets 1 yard, and it'll be second down and 9.
Yeah, and those running plays, you know, they just, the more you see them, the more you pound the ball right up the middle, the more you're open to that deep play right there. And I don't know if you noticed here, but I noticed that Mr. Number 44, Moss Carruthers, struts out there to the
back in the game, isn't
to the backfield. I believe Coach took your advice and said, hey.
That's right.
110 yards, two plays.
That's not bad.
Let's see if we can get 31 right here.
Second down and 9. Carruthers behind JoJo Weeks, and Moss will get the carry, and this time he stopped right at the line of scrimmage, so it'll be third down and 9. Well, Texans are probably in four down territory. Sorry about that, Jerry. Go ahead.
No. I mean, I don't believe I've ever seen a single play swing a yards per carry as much as I have in one play. Now we have three carries for 110 yards.
That's right.
So a 55-yard average to what, a 30-something?
Yeah,
yard? 33
that's
and a
exactly
third.
Right.
So young man's been on fire tonight.
Still in the game now as JoJo Weeks will go from the shotgun formation. Back to throw is JoJo, scrambling right, looking now, tuck it under and run. A lot of real estate, 25 to the 20 goes JJ, JoJo Weeks, rather, and he is going to have the first down on the scramble.
Yeah, good decision by JoJo right there to pull that ball down and use his legs and go ahead and scramble for the first down. Ends up just kind of sliding back to the left-hand side, top of the field, and getting that first down by about 2-3 yards.
4.5 minutes left to play in the third period. Wimberley leading it 21-8 on the move at the Lano 20-yard line. Texans trying to increase their lead here in the third period late. Carruthers with the handoff. And he is able to keep his feet and stay on his feet and ended up picking up about 5 yards down to the 15-yard line. Not bad. Second down and five.
Yeah, you see that play in colleges, obviously, with the enhanced television. You see that play, but to give you guys an idea of what happened right there, Moss was hit about 1 yard to right at the line of scrimmage and just kind of put his hand down and kept crawling and got his feet back underneath him to gain about 4 more yards right there. So kind of the old spin off the defender play.
We haven't seen him run the ball a lot this year, but he's got great balance. Back to throw is JoJo, and it slipped out of his hand, rolling around, and I think Lano may have come up with it. No indication yet. It looked like initially Lano came up with it, and they did. Oh, darn the luck for JoJo Weeks there, Jared. It just slipped out of his hand as he started to throw the ball, didn't it?
Yeah, he just literally went back to throw it and started pulling his arm through, and ball popped straight up. Most of the time, if that ball falls forward a little bit, kind of almost imitating like he tried to hold back or something, you'll get the incomplete pass, but that one actually popped up and backwards. So no chance that arm was moving forward on that one from our point of view right here. So turnover right there for the Lano Yellow Jackets. Obviously a chance for Wimberley to score down almost into the red zone again, but turnover right there on downs. Defense needs to step up.
Ball at the 24-yard line now for Lano. So tough break for the Texans. They've lost 2 fumbles now inside the 30-yard line of Lano tonight. And Lano now will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:31 left to play in the third quarter. Wimberley 21, Lano 8. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
JoJo Weeks, like any good quarterback, comes to the sidelines and starts high-fiving his offensive lineman and explaining to him what happened on that fumble. See, well, I was holding my hand, and it just kind of, I don't know, it's like a bar of soap.
That's right, that's right. He's down there telling him, hey, guys, you keep fighting down there. That was on me.
Yeah, that's on me.
You did your job. It was on me. I made a mistake, and we'll live to do it again.
First down and 10 at the Lano 24-yard line. Yellow Jackets with the ball. Walling, pump fake. Now he's going to go deep. Right side, he had a receiver open. He had Watson and missed him, overshot him, incomplete. He was open, Jared Robinson.
Yes, he was. He had about 2 steps on Charrington and just kind of overthrew it. We haven't seen them do a whole lot of pass plays, but what long plays we have seen, they've really attacked that right side, and I don't know that it's really anything to do with Cody Charrington or going away from Colby Crowder, other than it is that's the side that the lefty looks comfortable throwing to.
Yeah. Pump and go. They've only thrown about 4 or 5 balls here tonight. They're primarily a running team, and they're going to give it to Greenwood. Right side to the 25, and he's able to stretch it out to the 29-yard line. Pick up a 4. It'll be 3rd down and 6. Clock is at 3:13 in the third period. Lano trying to overcome this 21-8 deficit. Texans trying to overcome a turnover here in the third period. Shotgun, Texans showing blitz, and here they come. Walling's going to go quickly to the right side. It's too high for his receiver and incomplete. And that sets up 4th down, and the Yellow Jackets will be forced to punt. It's going to be Brent Greenwood deep to punt the ball away, and Colby Crowder, the dangerous Colby Crowder, stands at his 40-yard line, so Texans ought to have excellent field position after this punt return. Greenwood awaits the snap. It's a good one, and he gets the punt away. It's very, very short, though. It's going to hit the ground at about the Wimberley 48-yard line, then takes a big Wimberley bounce and goes back toward the Lano goal line, all the way back to the Lano 40-yard line. 41-yard line, I should say. 1st and 10, Wimberley. They're going to spot it at the 41-yard line of Llano. Texans with a nice break on that punt as they gather around Doug Warren, the offense, and then jog out onto the field. Kipros and Moss Carruthers are going to be in the backfield at the same time now for the Texans. Texans with a bevy of running backs this year. All kinds of weapons offensively for the Texans. And now whistles before we get things set.
We're going to get a timeout by Llano right here.
And Llano takes its second timeout of the night. We'll take it with them, 21-8, our score. Texans leading it. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Support for tonight's Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Texans at the 41-yard line of Llano, and JoJo Weeks will turn and give it to Moss Carruthers, who is able to pound his way forward for a couple of yards. Down to the 38-yard line, they're going to give him about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7.
That's, again, some impressive running by Moss. They looked like they may have gotten all the way into the backfield where they had JoJo and Moss about 3 or 4 yards deep and had him by the leg, and Moss just kind of shook him off. Ended up gaining about 2-3 yards right there.
They're spotting it at the Llano 39-yard line. And this time Carruthers is the fullback in an eye formation. Well, now he's going to be kind of an offset eye as JoJo goes under center, and he will turn and drop to throw. Looking right, throwing right, caught! Caught by Stover and out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Cade Stover, nice catch, nice throw, first down Texans.
Yeah, that's a big play right there. Kate goes up and snatches it out of the middle of the air. JoJo's been kind of a little bit high all night. We saw the throw earlier to Wyatt Manby right on the nose. That one a little bit high to Kate Stover. I said Cody Stover earlier, by the way. I don't know why I thought about that.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
I did.
Now that you say that, I remember.
I did.
Ball at the 23-yard line of Llano. First down and 10. The Texans now once again inside the Llano 30-yard line. Need to hold on to the ball, fellas. Turn and the give to Carruthers up the middle to the 20, 15. Impressive running. Another first down for Moss Carruthers down to the 12-yard line, and he gets the Jared Robinson Player of the Game award so far tonight.
He is. He is definitely getting it. You guys go to our Twitter at Texans Radio, and I threw up a trivia question about tonight's game. It's what Texans have scored tonight against the Llano Yellow Jackets. So y'all get on there. I don't have a prize for you to win, I guess, to be honest with you. See,
Jared said he'd send you $20 if you get it.
See, I don't think
you
that's
didn't
the
say
truth.
That, did you? Here's the turn and the give to that is going to be Cockerham, I believe, who's in the game. Gets it down to the 5-yard line. And it's going to be second down now and 2 from the 5-yard line. Texans knock, knock, knocking on the door. Second down and 2. Actually, it's at, 5-yard line. They got to get to the 3. Texans trying to punch it in here with 45 seconds left to play in the third period. Carruthers and Cockerham in the backfield with JoJo Weeks. Weeks going to give it to Cockerham. Runs directly into the linebacker and is able to get it forward close to the first down. Now let's see what they're going to do here. If they didn't get it, it'll be a third down, and they're not even thinking this is close enough to measure. It's going to be third down now and 1 for the Texans just outside the 3-yard line of Llano.
And I think that may have been the last play in the first half. There's only about 7 seconds left. Not a whole lot of urgency.
They're lined up, though. They're going to get the playoff, I think. 3-2-1. They get the playoff. Give it to Carruthers, who's got the first down at the very least. And down close to the goal line is Moss Carruthers as the third quarter comes to an end. Texans 21, Leno 8. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with the final 12 minutes of the ball game after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberly Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberly Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberlyAce.com.